Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Well, the time has arrived, ladies and gentlemen. And it's always very special to welcome in my blood brother, Uncle Ted Nugent, into the show. It's been a while. How are you, Uncle Ted?
I'm doing so good and stupid in spite of the royal cluster whack that we're surrounded by the treacherous government of the United States of America and the media and academia and the drag queen festivals in kindergarten. Other than that, I'm having a great hunting season. How are you?
Boy, you cover everything in that. I'm glad you included academia and some of those other things because you're not kidding. We'll get to all of that. I'm doing very well, Ted. I have not seen you in a little bit. We had you on the show as I switched over to the FM about a year and a half ago, but I don't think that the Detroit Muscle 2022 tour came through St. Louis. Am I wrong about that?
You know, and I pity you people because, my God, Mark, I don't know who I think I am. Actually, I'm beyond the thinking stage at this point. But yes. I had the most wonderful, fire-breathing, intense, ferocious fun. The tightest music, the most insane audiences, real music lovers. Ted Nugent, Detroit Muscle 2022. You know, Mark, I love you, and I know God loves you, but I think God loves me a little more than he loves you because
Probably. He
gave me the greatest tour of my life. I'm literally intoxicated just from the guitar tone. So, yes, I apologize. We only have a window in between hunting seasons, and, of course, my hunting season is exactly 10 months long.
Yes.
So we got out there and rocked our flaming balls off for 2 months. Greg Smith on bass guitar, Jason Hartless on drums, the greatest group, the greatest crew in the world, the hardest working. We turned every night into a Ted Nugent American rhythm and blues rock and roll dream. I'm the luckiest guitar player in the world.
Well, when can we get you back here? Are there more tours over the summer? Are you going to wait, or over the winter? Are you going to wait till next summer again?
Well, we only go out in the summertime. I think I got my priorities down a long time ago. The hunting season is really, we've talked about this before.
Yes, of course.
It really is the physics of spirituality. It is the ultimate sanctuary. I killed two beautiful deer last night with my bow and arrow. And you know what, Mark? There was no Nancy Pelosi or Joe Biden gangster family to be found in my woods. It was a perfect escape from the ugliness and the abuse of power and the criminality by our treasonous government. And like you said, academia, the soulless monsters that run the teachers union. Even Disney has gone berserk now, and certainly Hollywood has no soul. So my hunting time is a sacred soul cleanser because I still fight like a son of a bitch every day against these evil forces, as I'm doing in my own way right now with you, as you do. But then I need to improvise, adapt, and overcome. And the mystical flight of the arrow and the God's rewards of backstraps and much spirit is really important to me. So there won't be another rock and roll flamethrower till next summer, I suspect.
Well, we got to get you here back to St. Louis. It's been a couple of years. On the hunting topic, I love this. I think you'll appreciate this. My hunting mentor, I spoke with Kevin Yeager this week. You actually met his brother years ago when you came into the studio and did the epic Reardon Roundtable. But my daughter, Ted, who's now 7 and a half, has gone to deer camp for, I think, 4 years straight. And her mom, God bless her, my wife, had some plans to perhaps travel to see her cousin because her cousin lives in Colorado. They were going to meet in Chicago. But this was the same weekend, Ted, of firearm deer season here in Missouri. And my daughter found out about this plan and was really sad. She cried. She's like, I want to go to deer camp. Now, that's just good parenting on my part, don't you think? She chose deer camp.
Well, if I may, and I have the authority to do so, God invested in me. Mark, you and your wife get Parents of the Lifetime Award, because if you have guided your young daughter into the perfection of God's miraculous creation as a participant, a hands-on conservationist, then you are great, great parents. Like my parents were wonderful parents that taught me about conservation, aim small, miss small, discipline, our duty, our spiritual duty as resource stewards, as I've taught my kids and grandkids. So congratulations to you, and tell her I love her madly.
Well, hopefully you'll get a chance to meet her at some point. She's not quite ready to shoot the gun, but I think we might get there. But she likes to hang out. She likes to go to the to the stand. We have a couple that are very comfortable for the kids that are at deer camp. So it is great. So what you killed two deer. Are you hunting any hogs or anything like that right now?
Yeah, I killed a lot of hogs in Texas. I haven't killed any here in Michigan yet. There are a few. But I'm guiding and outfitting people nonstop. I got a camp full of great veterans, Vietnam veterans, and the campfires at our Nugent camp. And that's one of the reasons your daughter has fallen in love with that atmosphere. It's really not about killing the deer. It really is
that primal
urgency, that primal purity of hands-on conservation, killing your own food, balancing the herd, taking that spirit of the wild deep into your belly and your soul. And that's what turns her on. It's such a powerful instinct. And when you share a campfire with these Vietnam veterans and they celebrate the escape, the sanctuary that these campfires and the deer stand and the woods and the swamps, what it represents to them, I'm telling you, it humbles you beyond words. It fortifies my spirit to continue to fight for the Constitution that they dedicated themselves to and so many have sacrificed for. So, yeah, deer camp is a lot more than just about venison. And if you really apply your heart and soul into being the best that you can be, you will get some venison out of the deal. But all the other gifts, the open uninhibitedness around the campfire with these people that have gone through hell and back, you know, that's why I'm as energized and so dedicated that I am and patriotic, is because I hear the stories from the guys that drag their buddies off the battlefield in pieces, and it makes you realize that how freedom is not free. And probably more powerful than that, Mark, how dishonest our government is, how offensive, how irresponsible, how corrupt, that they allow rocket fuel into the water at Camp Lejeune, and that all the military camps are mismanaged, and they're toxic, and the mold and all the barracks. I'm telling you, I could break your heart with the stories, but ultimately the real takeaway is that these veterans that I share a campfire with every weekend, Mark, I booked solid all the way into next year, and I'm telling you, I sponge their spirit, their attitude, their heartbreak, and their dedication to make this country great again. They're not just MAGAs. They're not just ultra MAGAs. They're gonzo make America great again people, and I'm around them every day.
Well, and, you know, I tell people a couple things about you. When we talk about Ted News, I say you're a big teddy bear. You know that. You're a big teddy bear. I've seen that. But I've been backstage when you've taken these veterans in locally and, you know, met them, and it's really a special moment. So I didn't know you did that every weekend, but that really is amazing.
Yeah, we have a Sunrise Safaris that I started booking and guiding hunts way back in the late 70s because all the crazy music lovers, who I love dearly, we're all one big crazy music-loving family. But they saw how much excitement I delivered when I talked about the mystical flight of the arrow, the martial arts of archery, the aim small, miss small discipline of marksmanship and safe gun handling. And, of course, in the world of rock and roll, you never hear that unless you hear it from Ted Nugent. So they would always ask me, well, how do I get into hunting? What kind of gun should I get? What kind of ammo? What kind of bow? What kind of fishing rod should I get? So I started Sunrise Safaris years ago. You can go to tednugent.com and see what we do throughout the year. We book and guide. And I personally guide them myself. I'm there setting them up in their deer stands and getting the campfire ready. And my son and I do the cooking. We got great, great friends that help us. But when you take them into the woods, they discover this powerful instinct. And so I use this Sunrise Safaris guiding and booking operation to baptize people into that higher level of awareness that's mandatory in the hunting world and that will make you better at everything you pursue in life. And it's really been very gratifying.
Ted Nugent is with us on 97.1 FM Talk as we take you into the weekend. All right, let's kind of segue into politics. I mean, what a mess. It's great for a talk show host, as you might imagine, this administration. But the hypocrisy that bleeds out of the White House and the White House briefing room on a daily basis, we can just tackle the issue of the border. I mean, you got to be familiar with that, with the connections to Texas. But they complain about, they have actually called this human trafficking, Uncle Ted, when they did the same damn thing. And they're still doing it because we got 8,000 people flooding across the border every day.
Mark, I hear you and I love you madly. You know how much I love you, because I know when Ted Nugent's not there with you, that you've got truth, logic, and common sense, we the people, covered. And on behalf of society out there, whether they listen to the Mark Reardon Show or not, thank you. You have always been on point. You are my truth, logic, common sense, American dream blood brother, and I know you deliver the truth, logic, and common sense without hesitation, without compromise. I have my own Ted Nugent Real America's Voice Spirit Campfire. I do a thing called the Nightly Nuge, where I tackle these issues, but I have a funny feeling, Mark, and I'm confident that when you speak about these atrocities, these violations, these oath violators in our government from Biden down, as if you can get much lower than that, thank you for articulating and spotlighting the cockroaches. On behalf of the Truth, Logic, and Common Sense Brotherhood, I, Ted Nugent, give you, Mark Reardon, the Cockroach Spotlighter Award of the Year, because that's really what this is about. And Joe Biden and Christopher Wray, and they're all a bunch of gangsters. When their Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mark Milley, looks in the camera, this military leader of the United States of America looks in the camera without hesitation, this fat slob bastard says that he warned the communist Chinese military leaders what the Americans' plans are. Mark, does it get any more demonic than that?
You know, it's outrageous. You're a big military supporter. We just went over that. A big supporter of law enforcement. You have now a country that really can't have faith in the FBI, in the Justice Department. I hope we can in the military, but your point about the leadership is well taken. And now, I guess, maybe even in the Supreme Court, because we still don't have the leaker, which is stunning to me.
Well, you know, when you mention the Texas border, that's a manifestation of a cultural abandonment, obviously. You don't have a country without a border. That's not a guitar player's opinion. That's a historical truism. And I know, I think it's kind of cute that my Governor Abbott is shipping invaders up to Martha's Vineyard, and that was DeSantis, actually, but up to Washington, D.C. and Chicago and New York. I think it's cute. But that's not how you stop an invasion, Mark. You don't reward invaders with a bus ticket into the heartland. You turn invaders back. I was on the border with the heroes of the United States military. I was on the border with the heroes of United States law enforcement and landowners and citizens that are being invaded. And they're members of the MS-13. They're members of Al-Qaeda. They're OTMs. Other than Mexicans, they're Somalians. They're terrorists on the terrorist watch. And they are invading our country. And you don't stop it by giving them a bus ticket. What kind of numbnut does that?
Yeah, well,
I think it's an absolute mistake. You're supposed to turn invaders back. Get the hell out of my country. You come through the front door or you're not allowed in here. How's that for a policy?
Well, look, I'm with you on that. It's funny. This guy from MSNBC, I don't know who he is, Mehdi Hasan, goes off on this Twitter rant the other day. He thinks he has Ron DeSantis in a bit of a pickle because he reveals, Ted, imagine this, that Luigi Colucci was an Italian immigrant who came here in 1917, unable to read or write, and thanks to what some on the right call chain migration. She also happens to be the great-great-grandmother of Ron DeSantis. So this guy's big reveal was that he had a great-great-grandmother that came here legally in 1917 to make a better life for herself. So they really don't. This is baffling because I don't know how the brains work on the liberal side. They work in a different way. I think we know that. They don't understand the difference, the basic difference. I think it's pretty easy between legal and illegal immigration. That's not too hard, is it?
Well, call me an extremist. I'm proud of that. Call me a radical. I couldn't be more proud. There's nothing more beautiful and radical in the history of humankind than an experiment in self-government. So call me a radical all day long. But stop and think about it. You've got representatives, Joe Biden gangster administration, while people are walking across the border from Mexico to America, telling you with the footage going on that they're not walking from Mexico to the United States of America. You got the leftist, the Democrat media. Boy, that guy's home on MSNBC, isn't he? I mean, I'm all for legal banking. If you only withdraw from your bank account, I support you 100%. If you try to withdraw from my bank account, I'll shoot you in the kneecap. there's a big difference between legal and illegal. Of course, to get a job on MSNBC, you can't know that.
No, that's apparently too complicated. Hang in there. Uncle Ted, Ted Nugent with us on 97.1 FM Talk. Much more to go.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.